Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Namaste, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Tola Talks on December 11th. It's Monday. Beautiful day here in the valley of Los Angeles, like 80-degree day, guys. And got a great one planned for you today. A couple of special guests in the studio with me today. Say hello to Rebecca Starr.
Hi, everyone.
And Freddie Figueroa.
Freddie Figs is in the building.
In the house.
What's going on, Rich?
We're going to be talking music today, guys. These are some couple of awesome DJs here in L.A.
So we're going to be all over.
Yeah. You're all over.
Yeah, we're not just L.A. bound.
No. But, you know, this is home base.
Cali, though. Is it Cali or all over, meaning anywhere in the U.S.?
Well,
everywhere.
She's actually from Detroit, Michigan. I'm from New York City.
Ah, yeah.
And I'm back and forth living in L.A. and Vegas, so.
Vegas. I spent 21 days there.
Did you?
That's it.
Like, more like 2 years.
2 years?
It's 21 days.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, so there we go. You were in all categories, I'm sure.
I know something about those things.
Well, no, we're going to be talking music today because I think I'm going to scrap the whole format today, guys, and we're going to have some fun with it. But today, on this day, on December 11th, I cover a couple things you guys know, but this one is a new one here, throwbacks to 1777. You guys remember that?
No, it wasn't quite around.
I don't think so. General George Washington, yeah, I was a big fan of him when I was a kid. He was like one of my idols. I used to read all about the Revolutionary War. I grew up in Trenton, New Jersey.
Wasn't that when they signed the... Oh, you grew up in Trenton?
Yeah, in Trenton. Yeah. So you know where the Washington's Crossing and all that?
Absolutely.
You know all the history. Went to school in Philly. So, I mean, this was back in... Because I'm going to keep coming up with this theme, the Valley, today, guys. We're in the Valley. You guys live in Hollywood, right? You're in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood, yeah. We're
but
Valley.
We come out here sometimes.
Out here sometimes. You know, let me tell you, when I first got here 10 years ago, this guy says to me, he goes, hey, if you move to the Valley, that means you didn't make it.
that's rough.
No, that is rough. But back in 1777, Washington set out with 12,000 soldiers. He started today, the Continental Army. He went up to Valley Forge for the winter. I don't know if you get that. Was a brutal winter. Salvation. He starved, disease, death. I mean, it's pretty sad. But the good news is he got these two guys, Baron von Steuben and this French guy, Marquis de Lafayette, a lot of Lafayette parks. These two guys trained his army, get him into like lean and mean shape, drilled him into shape to defeat the British. So from this day forward, they went on to win, and everybody knows the story there.
And then July 4th came.
Yeah, came later, right?
Oh, okay.
Came later, they did all that. But we're talking Eminem today, right? We're doing movies and music today. That's pretty much it. Movies
and
music.
We're doing Eminem, the artist.
And we are talking. Well, let me give a shout out to Eminem because he's one of my favorites of all time.
He's
and,
from my hood, so yeah.
He's from Detroit.
He's my top two rapper.
Okay,
who's your?
Wait a minute. Let me guess. Who's number two? Well, if you're
he's top two, so he's two.
He's two.
Yeah,
your top rapper then, not Tupac.
Nah.
No.
Not lyrically. I'm talking lyrics, though.
Okay.
I don't know if I know this. Is it Jay-Z? Yeah.
No. Come on.
It's Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
Weezy.
Lil Weezy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Weezy.
He's a poet. So when I think of lyrics, to me, it's, you know, poetic vibe. So, like, you know, they tell stories. Lil Wayne's got metaphors and stories for days, and so does Eminem. All these other rappers, I don't know what they're talking nowadays.
Oh, the new rappers, yeah. That's a whole other name.
Yeah.
Yeah, M is best-selling artist of the 2000s in the U.S. and definitely best-selling hip-hop artist of all time. Got a couple things here, but you know what I didn't know about M was that, well, he was an only child. They said he was a bit of a loner and often bullied. We're going to talk a little bit about cyberbullying today, by the way.
Mm.
And it says he attempted suicide after he dropped his first... Well, it wasn't really an album. I guess it was an album, Infinite, in 1966. And then he gets kicked out of his home. He ends up doing another album, 1977, Slim Shady, the EP.
1977?
1997.
97.
Oh,
okay.
In the 90s, sorry.
97.
We're in the 90s.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of dates here. No, in the 90s. So right. He's a right. young guy, right? And
yeah.
I like this because Dre, he signed him to Aftermath Entertainment. You guys know that. But this yeah. little quote from Dre said he wanted to sign this white kid, and I think his record label didn't want him to, gave him a hard time. And he listened to it, and he said, I never signed anybody off a mixtape or found anybody off a mixtape. He said, but find him now. He said, I don't give a fuck if you're purple. If you can kick it, I'm working with you. So
right.
Dre was like, boom, and then...
Right. Well, look
you
know, what happened.
Look yeah. what happened.
He
went on.
Struck gold.
Yeah, and then in the Rap Olympics in 1997 is when he really, I think Jimmy Iovine kind of discovered yeah. him, and then we
Interscope,
know the history.
Right?
Yeah, Interscope. 1999, he went quadruple platinum with that album. So, hey... Kudos to M, right?
Yeah,
one of
oh,
the great rap guys.
I mean, you know, that's your hood
that's
right there,
hood.
8
so
Mile.
So you grew up over there, huh?
Yeah, I just came back from there like 2 weeks ago.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How'd that hair do over there? You got to see, Rebecca's got the hair. I know, we worked together. They put her front and center. She was featured. You remember that scene? There was like a fight scene?
Yeah, it was crazy.
We worked on Glow. We worked on this show, Glow.
Oh, is that... That's that new
Glorious Ladies yeah. of Wrestling.
That's yeah. right.
Second season.
I've
Mark
been seeing Maron, all the billboards around
Allison
town.
Allison Brie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did
it was a
cool
scene.
Yeah.
yeah.
Britt Braxton. With Braxton was the gal that we kind of worked in that yep. scene. They got in the fight, the dance. Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah that's cool.
How long ago was that?
Halloween. We worked it.
Halloween. Oh, recently.
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It was Halloween. It was Halloween, and I think we were on... It's season 2, episode 2, I believe.
I was just going to ask you, when's it coming out?
I think it's episode 2, because I know the number was 202, so I'm assuming...
I saw that, too, yeah.
You saw that? Right, yeah. 202. But I don't know when it's... I don't know when they're going to go with that. I know the whole first season's out.
I know Netflix. They did their yeah. premiere over at Paramount. Remember Sean
yeah.
and them were over there?
Yeah, they were for that. Yeah, I remember.
They did the premiere, like, it was like a week after that. Maybe like November 8th.
Well, we just shot on Halloween, so... That's
I mean, I'm
try.
Saying they did the premiere, that right. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're rocking them. Well, before we... we're going to talk a lot more about music and listen to some live music, because I got some facts on EDM and all sorts. Well, you guys do everything. But before we do that, let's talk about movies here. You guys... I like to evaluate, well, shall I say, give stars to. I mean, I love movies and music, but we're covering two movies today. Both of them take place in the Valley. One of them's music-related. That's We Are Your Friends. Did you guys see that?
That you mentioned this
remember
to
that?
Me, and I haven't watched
I
it
did.
Yet. You said it was amazing.
Freddie, did you ever see that one?
No. Right. Is this new?
2010. No,
oh,
it was Zac
okay.
Efron. We're going to talk about that one. Let me tell you. It's The Valley, and it's about this DJ, Cole Carter, who's looking for that one track to become
oh,
huge.
Oh, man. Got to
watch that.
We're going to do our homework on this one.
No. We're going to watch that. But first, let me talk about Electrolux. This movie... made $11,000. That's it. But let me tell you, I give this 4 stars. This is, it's pretty funny. It's the life, check it out, when the life of porn legend Electrolux,
okay.
her life gets turned upside down when she finds out she's pregnant. But it's a funny, heartfelt movie. It's really funny, really heartfelt, and it's really stupid and really sexy. It's really,
right.
I mean, did I say it's really funny? This movie, Carla Gugino, who I love her, right? You guys know her, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I mean, it kind of was a movie that went, you probably write the video. Sebastian Gutierrez wrote it, directed it, produced it. He was Snakes on a Plane.
Okay.
But let me
yeah.
tell you, this movie, it's like, didn't make any money. Nobody saw this movie. I don't know what they paid these people. Juliana Moore was in it. You know, Timothy Oliphant was in it. Lucy Punch. It was hilarious, and it kind of follows this superstar, kind of popped on the scene. He was this kind of really sweet girl who needs to sort of figure out her life now that she's pregnant, doesn't want to be in the business, but it's The Valley.
Right.
So it kind of like, you know.
That's it. What year was this?
Now, this movie was made in 2000. Oh, this was a little bit earlier. Hold on. What's my movie here?
And it only made
oh, no.
That
was 2010.
Total?
That was made in 2010. We Are Your Friends was 2015, by the way. It was only a couple years
oh,
ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and
this
the
movie.
The other one was 2010.
Movie,
okay, gotcha.
And they don't say how much it was made for because who knows. But this was made 7 years ago. Yeah, that's it. It was in
that's
theaters
crazy.
For 3 weeks only.
Oh, it was in theaters. Wow.
And they yeah, it was in theaters
National?
For 3 weeks.
Nationally?
I think
like
it might have been locally.
Locally.
I didn't even
yeah,
check.
Okay.
The numbers are so
right.
low that it
yeah,
did $6,000 on its first weekend, which is
nothing.
So, worldwide. But you can check this out for free. And Emmanuel Shikri, she was in, you know, Zohan. Don't mess with the Zohan. You ever see that? Adam Sandler?
I like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that was a, but let me tell you, cool movie. It's worth seeing once.
I really like the what was it, Electric?
Electrolux.
Electrolux.
And guess how she spells it, with a K. Rebecca. Rebecca spells her name with a K. Two K's. Star, double R.
Double everything.
Double everything. Two for me, two for you.
Double it up. So we are your friends, all right? Check this out. Aspiring 23-year-old DJ spends his days scheming and dreaming with his childhood buddies, total like Valley guys.
Oh, wow.
And his nights working for that one track, right, that's going to set the world on fire.
Right.
But I like what he says. In the beginning of the movie, they do a little diagram, and they show you the Valley. And he's like, Valley, it's known for its beautiful women, strip malls, sushi restaurants, always in a strip mall, and porn stars.
True.
But that's the Valley.
Right. Basically.
Yeah.
And LA
you
Talk
totally
Radio.
Described it.
And then the Valley, the speech.
And
like with the way the girl, the
oh,
Valley
yeah, the
girls
way they
talk,
the way the Valley girls talk.
They're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
and that was Cole Carter, was Zac Efron. Wes Bentley, he plays James Reed. He's like the already established. And Emily, who's, you know, Emily Ratajkowski? She's awesome. She's, well, if you saw her, you'd know her. She's pretty awesome.
I've got to see this one. This sounds good.
Dude, you got to see this one because it's about
Zach
the track.
Rich has been telling me about it, too.
Zach is the DJ?
Zach is a... He's like the aspiring,
the
right?
Aspiring
he wants
DJ,
to
that's
be.
What I mean.
Yeah,
he
wants
to be.
And
he wants
they're
to
like
make it
promoting
up,
at a club right. in Hollywood, and they're doing it, going out handing out flyers. He gets caught between a forbidding romance, and he hooks up with her, who's hooking up with the James Ree. It's kind of cool. They go to Vegas. They take it off,
right,
and there's
up
this one song in Vegas where they're running around. There's one sex scene. I like the movie.
We're gonna go see that as soon as we leave.
Yeah, you gotta go watch that movie. You can just
homework tonight.
We're gonna
Google
go rent it.
It
on Blockbuster.
Right.
No, so that movie made $3.6 million.
Okay, that's
and they
more
says
like...
it says it was $2 million to make it. That's,
okay,
that's if I guess well, Zach was slumming, or maybe he took a piece of that. Seems like not a lot of money to pay everybody in that. But
yeah,
check it out.
I will. We will be.
Yeah, we definitely will be.
That's a good.
It's
one.
The third time he's told me, so I think we need to check it.
You never told me.
Never told you. Well,
keeping secrets.
Let's talk. I researched this, EDM, and beats per minute. I'm going to ask you guys a quick question here, because this was in the movie where it's talking about how different beats per minute, like reggae is 60 beats per minute, dubstep 70 beats, which is sort of a spin-off of reggae. So dance is 120 to 140, but the magic number is 128.
Yeah.
So it's a magic number. Once you're there, you control the entire circulatory system.
Right.
So... And he's like, you got to kind of get there. You can't just
you got to build it up.
Yeah.
You got to
build it up.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, especially when EDM.
You just don't start blasting.
So this is so let me ask, so what is it that made DJs? Does that mean anything? Like when you see the word DJ, so Rebecca, you're a DJ. What's that mean? You could play any type?
I can play any type, yeah. Anything. When I hear the word DJ, I think amazing because it's music. And there's not one person who can't relate to music, any type of music.
Do you get requests? So, like, but EDM isn't EDM where you're sort of making it. You're making that. You're kind of segueing these tracks together.
Sort of.
Yeah. These we're going to talk about the top 10 highest paid EDM guys. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's
unbelievable. Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
And they're making bank.
Yeah. The number 10 guy. You know what he makes a year? Zed, $19 million. He's number 10.
Yeah.
DJs really came up in the years. Let me tell you.
Oh yeah.
Back in the day, they weren't.
They're making more than artists.
Yeah, they're making more than artists now.
Dude,
they're
not really technically making the music. They're playing the music.
Yeah.
So go figure that.
Back in the day, I remember DJ Tony Nini. We had this DJ Tony. Was the guy at St. Charles Place. Now, I grew up in the late 70s, man. I grew up... we're going to go through the chronology here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's a chronology. Okay. Let me go talk about this. So, hip-hop, because we're going to go back to the early 70s.
Okay.
So, it kind of started with hip-hop. Was around. Remember Lauryn Hill? I remember.
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago.
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
And then hip-hop kind of rolls into disco, which is the late 70s, right? Disco, a couple years of disco, and then you get what's called post-disco. In 1979, which was P-Funk, Boogie, Techno started kind of hitting the scene, right? Then in the early 80s, it was Electro. right. which was like Herbie Hancock. I remember that. Remember that? It's like a fusion of electro, pop, funk, boogie. So then you got what's called house music. And I remember how that's when I, Frankie Knuckles.
Frankie Knuckles. Right. That'd be like what, the early 90s.
That was going, yep, that goes now. We're getting into, well, no, nah, Frankie Knuckles
Not
was
yet.
80s.
He was like
85, yeah. 87, because I got out of school, and he was like maybe late 80s, you're okay. right. Mid to late 80s. Remember Jelly Bean Benitez, who was yes. one of Madonna, says he.
I was going to say, it was Madonna, yeah. Madonna. Another one from my hood.
That's right.
Yeah. Madonna's from Detroit, yeah. too. She doesn't like to claim it, but yeah, she's
Yeah,
from
she
like
doesn't it. Say that.
No, she no. She thinks she's from London.
London now,
yeah.
right.
The yeah, accent. She's too good for us people over there.
Well, I love Madonna back in that day. But
of
then
course.
That was, I used to hang out at this place called the Black Banana. Black Banana was okay. this.
Where is that?
It was in Philly. Now okay. imagine on the wrong side of the tracks. It was like 8 miles.
Right,
no
right.
Bullshit.
Yeah. You, it's like bought, South Philly,
when
North
you crossed,
Philly.
Yeah, when you crossed Ray
Broad
Street,
Street? Oh,
it
okay.
was Race. It was Market.
Right.
Yeah, forget. Then it went over to Race, and then there was like tracks, and then it was Vine. So anybody remembers a third in Race, it was this like 5-story walk-up townhouse, right?
Uh-huh.
It was so dark in there. Telling you, you had to hold on to your girlfriend's hand, otherwise you'd be leaving with somebody else. No, and people would have sex in there. Like, there were rooms
oh, wow.
that were just
that
like stuff.
Of...
Oh, yeah, and bathrooms were like unisex. This is when
yeah.
kind of anything. It was the first like major after-hours club, but to get in, you had to have like a, you had to join. It was like the first kind of.
Oh, was it kind of like a swingers club?
Yeah, well, it was a swingers club, but nobody really, there was, I don't think it was such a thing back then. Like,
right.
There was nothing you could go to, but it was sort of like whatever you wanted.
But was it like okay. anything goes?
It was so dark in there, man. Anything
know.
Goes, and then what it was each room, imagine it was a townhouse, so you go to another floor, and there's like a couple bedrooms, and one person's like flashing stuff on the walls, like music's kind of headbanging, and in another room, it's
right.
different kind of music.
Wow.
I just remember it was...
sounds interesting.
It was pretty cool.
Right.
That was
it
late
does.
80s, but that was also... Well, no, late 80s, we moved into techno rave. So that's like Paul Oakenfeld,
oh,
Danny
yeah.
Rampling.
He's still around, Paul.
He's still
yeah,
around.
Yeah, I was
He's
right?
still doing it.
He's still doing it. He's still making change.
Yep, yep. And then it goes into what's called, which I don't even remember it is. It's called Breakbeat Hardcore, Jungle Drum and Bass.
Mm,
whatever that
I don't
is.
Know if I might have missed
on
that era.
Yeah, BDM,
that.
Early 90s, and electronica. Came out
yeah.
in the mid 90s, or EDM. Really
right.
started in Europe. I mean,
yeah.
it
oh,
sort
yeah,
of
for
started
sure.
in Europe. It said 80s and 90s, it was like the club culture. That was like. I didn't think of culture. Who was Culture Club? Boy George? No, right. that was Boy George.
Yeah, that was Boy George.
Yeah, it was Boy George. Yeah.
Boy George.
Culture Club.
Culture Club, you mean the actual...
Well, what I'm thinking of is The Cure. Remember The Cure, Robert?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of more alternative.
What is that? That's like alt, right?
Yeah, it's kind of more alternative.
All right, well, it went from the 80s and 90s, and then flash forward, it says electro and Chicago house. So kind of hit Chicago, it said, and then it's been going strong ever since.
It, well, yeah, it's been going real strong.
Yeah, still going strong.
I mean, look at the top 10 DJs.
Top,
I know
they're all
10.
EDM.
Yeah, everyone.
Maybe there's one hip hop DJ on there.
No, there's no.
It's
hip-hop.
All EDM.
It's all
yeah.
EDM.
Yeah.
No,
I didn't think there was one.
I'll go through that in a minute, but it's funny. The top 10 DJs. Guess who's not on the list? Who's the highest earner? Calvin Harris makes $49 million a year.
Wait, he's number one.
No, Martin Garrix is number one. He's that 19-year-old. He's 21, but he
yeah.
started young.
Okay.
He's the youngest guy, is number one, and the second is Dave Gaeta, who makes, well, he's 49, yeah. French dude.
Yeah, Dave Gaeta.
Yeah, there's. We're going to come back. I want to play some of this music here. So
it's hip-hop.
It's hip-hop?
Yeah, we mostly, okay. like, our personal taste is hip-hop.
Yeah,
both
we
of ours,
yeah that
ours,
it happens to well, be. I mean, we've well, been.
Yeah. I mean, we play everything, but our personal choice is hip hop. You agree?
That's kind of how we vibe together
yeah.
as a group. We were just friends first, and then our music elevated us to become DJs.
Yeah,
our taste in music.
Because
we
you
were
connected well, to me. You became friends back in where here?
2010, as a matter of fact.
2010 when we met. Yep.
We met in Los Angeles. Yes.
Correct.
We met when what BBM?
BBM.
Well, okay, wait, yes. It was the Facebook.
I saw your BBM on Facebook.
Yeah, do you remember BBM for the BlackBerry Messenger?
No.
On the
Did you ever have a BlackBerry?
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. You
give this pin predates, out. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a little pin, and then for some reason it was like this little like virtual message world that everyone was exploring into.
Right.
And I would like... I would meet people, and I, instead of handing them like a card, I'd give them like my BBM.
Your BBM
pin.
Was on your Facebook. It was like you kept coming up because we had so many mutual friends. So I BBM'd you because I was like, who is this person?
Right.
And you were both spinning at the time. Like,
No. We were not. We didn't.
No.
We were never even DJs at this point.
No.
No. I mean, I was hosting parties in LA, and you were a stylist. Stylist work. So we just kind of we met. And then we were just like, I didn't realize how much of a love for hip hop she had, like, because you don't really meet someone with such a strong passion for it.
Yeah.
And she had it, and then we actually like hardcore hip hop.
Yeah, we do actually. Yeah.
Not even
like,
commercial.
For instance, who's been
like Rick Ross?
Little Wayne.
Like, yeah, stuff you wouldn't really think we would be into.
Right.
Because when at first appearance, you think we're probably more like EDM type. Yeah. But we just have this love for this gangster, real raw hip hop.
Gangster, yeah. Man.
You know, I mean, I'm from New York, so I got all, you know, I'm on that Biggie Smalls, Jay-Z.
Did you ever hear street music?
Mace.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mace.
Mace.
Murder Mace. Cameron.
You like Nas?
Right. Dipset.
Dip.
Yeah, Dipset. Jewels. Who else? There's all these.
Well, Biggie.
The Locks. You know, The Locks, Jadakiss.
Yeah, Jadakiss.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I mean.
Fabulous from Philly.
Jim Jones.
These are 90s. Because, you know, 90s is when, like, I really got into music. So that was what was in New York.
Right.
And that's what all my
Same
friends listened
Detroit.
To. Right, I'm sure
totally
across the world, across
Detroit,
the nation.
Yeah.
And then, of course, West Coast had the Snoop and the Dre and,
right.
mm-hmm.
and Warren G.
Yeah.
And the right, all that stuff. But then that was the whole East Coast, West Coast beef. But anyway,
Were you in New York in the 90s? 97? You remember 95? There's a movie called The Whackness. Did you ever hear that?
No, but did you ever see the show? It was a documentary style. It was by Def Jam and Biggie and Method Man.
Man's in this movie, The Whackness. You got to see this movie.
Okay.
It takes place in the summer. Remember the heat wave, 95?
Of course.
The heat wave. It's a dude who goes around, he sells pot out of an ice cream truck, and he that's when Biggie first hit the scene.
Okay.
Biggie's album didn't drop yet, but he was featured. And,
right.
Biggie was the Method Man.
I got to see it. The Whackness?
It's called The Whackness.
Yeah, I don't know. See it. Man, we got some movies to watch, I guess.
He's got to write these down. He's like, where's that messenger?
Notes right
getting
now.
His notes out.
Got to see We Are Your Friends and The Whackness. No, dude, I'll tell you where you see these for free.
All right, we're watching them tonight. I'm not kidding.
You ever go to Crackle? I don't want to plug Crackle, but.
No, I'm not.
Crackle, CRACKLE.com. Go there. You have commercials in them, but you watch these films.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, it's like the number one streaming where I think it's owned by Sony now. But
it wasn't. Yeah, I'm not familiar. With, I just like iTunes movies.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, or what else do we use? Netflix.
Nothing. Netflix.
Hulu.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So let's go back. So you meet 2010, 7, 8 years ago. Now you're not quite into the music yet, but you're a big fan.
We're a big fan. We got a love for the
music. We love it.
Right.
And, you know, at this time, I'm promoting and I'm hosting kind of like, you know, hosting
events. Give me a club, for instance. I was here back then.
Wait, 2010?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like Ledoux?
I would say Ledoux. Opera Club.
Opera Club, I remember.
Wait.
Was it Greystone then? No.
It was
Shelter.
Oh my god! Well, that was back in like '06. 2010. Oh, Playhouse.
I remember
was
for
big.
Sure. Yeah,
it was big then.
What's the one next to Lure? Cabana Club.
Yeah, Cabana.
Are any of these still around?
They're around in different names.
Different names have changed. Yeah,
it's like the old Toxic.
Right. Correct.
Did you remember the Limelight in New York?
Yeah, actually, you know, I do remember the Limelight, and I was just there. You know, it's not there anymore.
No.
The Limelight, you're not familiar. It's an old church that they turn into this mega underground dance club. Well, it's a dance club.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it has this, like, you're in a church, and the crosses are still up. The whole interior is still looking like a church, and you're in there, and everyone's partying and raving and doing whatever they're doing. Yeah. Whatever.
I can tell Rich remembers.
I remember that. You had it, like, it was tough to get in.
Oh, it was real tough
to get
in.
But once you got in,
and we were always on the top floor. It was called, what was it called, that top? It was like the VIP.
Yeah.
I forget, the attic or something like that. It's kind of like, wasn't the Limelight? No, not Avalon. Avalon used to be something else. Well, you know what Avalon is today, right?
Like the supper club or something?
No. The Palace.
Palace.
And it has, and the top floor was always a VIP. But anyway, back to Limelight in New York City. Mm. Yeah, like I said, it was like just this. It had a bunch of rooms.
It was a go-to spot.
It was
crazy.
It was a go-to spot.
Oh, and everybody would be stumbling out at 6 when the light was light out.
Especially in New York,
In New York, the city don't sleep.
No.
Oh. So then it was stumbling out. And then it lasted. It's like the longest running club. And then it actually...
Did they knock it down?
No, they did not knock it down. They killed the club. And then they actually built like a mall inside of the Limelight.
Really?
It's called the Limelight like shops now. I just went there for dinner.
Oh, you did? When you were just there?
And I was just there because I just came back from New York a few days ago.
I used to sell buildings back in that day. That's what my New York. Well, I was on Wall Street, but they're selling buildings. So I kind of knew that whole Union Square, Chelsea market.
Wait, Wall Street? So that was like the Wolf of Wall Street days?
Oh, yeah, back in the day, but...
That
predates a lot of stuff. That predates a lot. Of you guys are too...
That's the Quaalude era.
It was the 80s when I first got in, so I think it was Coke and Quaalude. It was definitely the same time. He was a little older than me,
right.
But not by much. But he was in New York. Yeah, the whole world... Well, anyway, that's all changed, but... So now keep going. Now it's your friends, and where does music come in?
Our love of music. We would always hang out. We would always just bump in the car.
Always.
We'd always bump out this rap music, and then
bump, man. That's a term you use with the.
You weren't bumping.
Oh, okay.
Because I know you don't do any.
I don't do any. Never in my life. Drugs or alcohol. No, never touch anything.
She's clean and pure as it can be.
Which I want to ask, because isn't this club thing all about raving and drugs?
But then she's kind of the performer.
Rebecca has never taken drugs or alcohol. That's amazing.
Cigarette, nothing my entire life.
Yeah, that's crazy. I could vouch for that 100%. Yeah, it is.
How about yourself, then?
I can't say the same.
You fractured a lower tube.
He makes up for the two of us.
Well, you're wearing your sunglasses. So I wonder.
You're
out there hanging with Lil Wayne, smoking a pound.
He'd like to.
Wish I could.
Oh yeah.
But no. So where were we?
We met music. The rock.
So when did
we would bump the DJ. We'd bump the music. Oh yeah. So now I had all these. I was hosting events like all over, like parties. I would promote some clubs here in LA, but I would actually go out and MC. That was my first thing. I was a master of ceremony, on the mic, hyping the crowd kind of thing, working with other DJs. And I never really thought about getting into DJs, but then I realized they were making some good money at this time. Well, what year did we say again? 2012?
2012, about that, yeah.
Okay. I think 2012 is when...
About five years ago?
It just made sense for us. Our whole love and passion amongst our friendship was based upon music.
Yeah. So
What's the investment? So you got to buy the equipment?
You got to buy a controller, equipment. Some speakers, a mixer.
What, you got yours first?
Yeah, I got a Pioneer. I got my equipment first. And then I was like, let me try this out. Let's see how we could do with this. Mm. And at this point, it was getting real good because it's Serato. I don't know if you're familiar with Serato. It's the programming for the DJs.
Okay.
So it kind of, I hate to say it kind of makes things easy. Mm. Everything's kind of, it's not like in the 80s when people were using vinyl.
They carried vinyl
with you. And come on, that's... Now everything's digital. Everything's an MP3. There's no such thing as. I mean, you could bring vinyls, but I mean.
So where's the partnership? So is it like some DJs partner, some do solo, or you guys?
Well, we do both. I mean, we mostly do a lot of gigs together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I booked a lot of TV stuff separately though, as a DJ, like Shameless.
Yeah, I saw that.
The movie Pop Star.
So. Yeah,
I've done on the Fosters.
I've done a few music videos and DJs. Yeah. Play the DJ character.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's another thing. People thought we were DJs.
They always thought we were DJs anyway. Yeah.
So
you
look like DJs. Yeah,
when we roll out together, people thought that.
You came up with the Rolls Royce, so I said, they got to be DJs making $20 million a year.
Right.
Bentley.
right. The Phantom.
Right.
So now we're like, all right, let's try this out. And then, just one day we just sat, we just played with this controller and we mixed our favorite tracks together. And we started learning, beat matching, beats per minute, crossfading, fading, all the little intricacies.
The techniques.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're like, all right, let's try this out. And then what was it, like 2000? Was it 2013?
About 2013, because shout out to our good friend Sam Sarpong, who started
booking us. No. What about the agency party we did for Osco?
Oh, we started with Osco.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shout
so
out
we
to
got,
Osco.
So we got thrown right into it, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were like, you know, at that point, we were like,
we're
not.
It
was a grand opening party for his agency.
Shout out to iTalent.
It was in the Valley, too, right?
The Valley.
iTalent?
It's probably some porn.
It was in the Valley.
It was a nice venue. It was a Glendale.
Oh, okay. Anyway. All right.
So we get hired.
We get thrown right into the fire. We're like, she calls me. I'm in New York handling some stuff. And she's like, hey, listen, we got a gig in like 2 days. What is it? You gave me like 2 days notice or something.
Day and a half.
That's your first gig.
First gig.
Wow. First gig ever, yes.
And money's good? I mean, there's like $1,000 a night or not?
I mean, it depends. I mean, it definitely could be. Okay. It definitely could be a few
hundred.
It could
be more. Got it.
Right, exactly. So
it's not 50 bucks.
If it's lower rate, you're doing
it's
it for the networking.
Yeah, okay. It's not, right.
If
right,
it
it's
is
not
lower
50
rate,
bucks.
Yeah, you're doing it for networking purposes.
Okay.
Right. Like, if a festival like Coachella,
right,
they don't make any money.
Right.
So it's all publicity. You know what I mean? Right. Come on, if you could put your name on the Coachella flyer.
It's worth it.
Forget about it.
I mean, come on, you're good money.
You're everything, yeah.
Right.
It's a big deal.
So anyway, that was our first gig.
Money,
yeah, that's our first gig.
That was
like,
our first
just,
gig.
And boom, we were like, we didn't know anything. We were like, didn't even know how to hook up a speaker.
Shit.
I remember we brought the hard drive.
Yes.
And then that guy gave us the USB and we put in his music. It actually just kind of came natural, to be honest. And, you know, if you have a
we flow well together. Our vibe, like, we're in sync with each other.
And that's you trade off? Or are you together? Yeah. Like, are you both up there?
Well,
we
do switch off, but I like to MC. Mm-hmm. I like to hype the crowd a lot more. And
so
then
you talk.
I talk.
You talk.
I talk. I kind of hype her up.
Right. I do the
so
DJ.
She's not really big on the MCing.
Yeah.
So that's not, she prefers to just, you know, sit there and concentrate on the music alone.
Right.
Me, I'm like the party guy. Yeah. I like to get out in the crowd and get people, you know, throw
you're
shots.
You're the guy you could buy the Quaaludes from. He's got it
right. Well, I got the champagne out. Like, I'm pouring it down
people's throat.
Right, exactly. I'm getting it hyped. She's not really trying to interact with too many people. She's more, right, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm into the music.
She's in the zone. Right, she's in the zone, so she's not trying to deal with all the extras, all the requests that are coming up, and people are coming up.
Play this, play that, the movie all the time.
Can you do drunk in love? He's like, no.
Yeah, right. So I deal with all the chaotic, and I let her concentrate on just banging out some beats.
I like that.
So it's a good combination.
We're a good combo.
I'll jump on that too. You know, if she has to use the restroom.
Speaking of banging out some beats here, I do want to play. This is off of your SoundCloud.
What do we got on there?
Rebecca Starr Mix 6.
Yeah, play the Mix 6. I think that's what
the game gave me a drop.
Yeah, do you know the game?
The game, right.
Shout out to the game. Gave me a nice little drop.
No kidding. All right, guys, we're going to listen to, this is Rebecca Starr. We got Freddie Figgs in the studio here. We're going to listen to a little bit of music that she rocking it on Mix 6 on SoundCloud. Here we go.
Yo, what's poppin'? You already know what it is. The game, man. Chillin' with the best DJ in the world, Rebecca Starr. She do her thing. Yeah, that's right. I said she. So all you sucker MCs, you whack-ass DJs, take the motherfuckin' old-ass Curtis Mayfield record, stuff in between your ass cheeks, hide behind a tree. Rebecca Starr. Yay! It's not that I can't stop, it's that I won't stop. I make it hot, I do it. I be on top as soon as the beat drop. I make no club ride, I do it. Lace my Air Ones up, put my gun up. I don't need that, I'm riding with Dre. Who don't love us? Every hood throwing they dubs up. Who the fuck y'all thought was coming after Young Buck? Hip hop's worst nightmare. Mr. Gangster Rap is back in Black Knight Airs. You want war? We can settle it right here. I got a squad, EVE and Busta Rhymes, yeah. Or you could give me a bitch, her with the light hair, sitting next to these yellow bottles, yeah, right there. Matter of fact, I take you in the back, you in the hat, and you in the blue and the black. Let's have a gangster party. Somebody lean over and tell Banks to order another case of 40s. Yo, Doc, give him a coke with that. Wake up, the West Coast is back.
I can take you higher.
Show you how that low rider bounce off the floor. You ain't know.
I can take you higher.
It's the motherfucking chronic, nigga, that's what's up. Go back,
I can take you higher.
She hold the shady ass. She hold you higher.
She hold the
shady aftermath. I'm the motherfucking David.
I can take you higher. It's not that I can't stop, it's that I won't stop. I make it high, I do it.
Off of that G6, hit the club on that G shit. You see the belt, that's a G, bitch. And I'm about to kill Chief Keef shit. Just killed my nigga Meek shit. Then I killed my nigga French shit. Got a French bitch, no friendship. And she giving my group a French kiss. Yeah, a fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Arm hanging out the window with that black ghost with them chrome pipes. Tell them niggas it's gonna be a long night. Bitches wanna chill, we gon' need some more ice. Shout out to John Wall, man, that nigga nice. Club leaning, nigga, we gon' need some more Sprite. Real nigga in these Ray Bans. Fuck the judge, he don't take stands. Take stands, he don't shake hands. Put a gap in your mouth, straight hand. 100 racks in these cargoes. Push the button, these cars go. Six tray to that Largo. Six space, black card hoe. Got homies out in Chicago. With that full clip on that bullshit. Dang, nigga, that's Rosé. Moving packs on and then MJs. I got a thick bitch with a
game. The game.
He actually super nice guy. Super nice guy. I was on a 60 Days of Fitness. That's how we met.
60 Days. You know, I read about him in a he goes and gives out money at malls.
He's
gives
amazing.
Out like $100
He's a very generous person.
Christmas. Yeah, that's what they say. You met him. What's his fitness challenge? What?
I always go hiking every day. Yeah, he'd run you to death on Running Canyon.
Oh, really?
5 days a week.
It was like a video thing or what?
No, you had to sign up for it. And
this is before he was. What do you mean? The game? You mean the rapper had a
the
fitness
rapper
thing
had,
going?
Yeah, 60 Days of Fitness. And a friend of mine told me about it, and I got on it, and we'd meet every morning running a canyon, us and like 10 other people, and we'd go run that canyon with him, and he'd run you to death.
Up
I'll be
and
honest,
down.
It's the fittest I ever got in my life.
No kidding.
And
is he
him,
fit? He's in good shape?
He's super
fit. Like a drill sergeant.
Oh, he's literally like a drill
that's
sergeant.
That's what I heard. I wasn't there.
Literally, yeah. He'd be pushing people up that hill. Like, he's very good at doing it, I must say. He's the fittest I ever was in my entire life.
No kidding.
Yeah. Super nice guy, too. He's kind of got a bad rep, but he's actually behind all of it. He's a super nice
well,
guy.
Well, he had all this blowout with 50 Cent
yeah.
and everybody,
yeah,
right?
That.
And the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, is he making music again?
He's a great dad,
yeah,
though.
No,
he's got
kids. He's a great musician. He makes really good music. He's a good lyricist, I think. He's
a great
promoter.
Fitness trainer.
Fitness. I mean, he's out on the scene. He's great.
He's great.
So the game is still
and he's
rocking.
Dedicated. I think that's why it contributes to his success, because he's so dedicated to it. He'd be in the studio 6 in the morning. He'd show up 7 a.m. and train us.
Mm.
Very dedicated person.
That's true. He would be out
very
in the club.
Very focused. Yes.
He'd be even out in the club till like
5 in the
morning. And then
boom. Show up.
I don't,
No kidding.
Yeah. So shout out to the game.
So he's shout out to the game, man. Yeah, no, I like with him and him and 50 did that one song when he kind of but didn't he?
They had
feature?
Their issues.
Yeah,
he had to pick
whatever.
Sides.
Yeah,
that was back in 2005. That was
the game.
That was G Unit.
That was G Unit.
They were at G Unit. Right.
Remember that he put on the back of his head G U Not,
and they had a bunch of T-shirts made.
Right,
because he was the West Coast guy. You know what's funny? He was on. Do you remember that show Change of Heart?
No.
Oh, man. All right. Then forget
it. It was crazy. You've mentioned it to me before as
it's
well.
I figured you guys would know. Change of Heart. It was a big show about. It was just about, like, if you would bring on a couple, like, you're a couple, you're going through some issues, and then each person would go on a date with the other, another, like, guy or
like
girl, and then they come back and they say, Change of Heart. He was actually on the show.
Like a reality dating.
Yeah, like, right. You would never expect him to be on something like that, Lou.
It's so funny because you're not really a TV person and you remember this show.
Because my girlfriend was on it.
Oh, it's got to be a girlfriend.
So we're talking, you're passionate about music. What about festivals? You ever done a festival, played a festival?
Yes. We've done that festival in San Jose.
Yes.
What was it called again? I forgot.
That was a big festival too.
It was like three letters.
Like ACX or whatever.
Southwest. We did Inception Cruise with Little John too.
That was actually considered what was it? An actual spring break festival.
It's spring break
on
festival,
the water.
Yeah. On the water.
No kidding.
Water festival.
It was all DJ related too, and we were one of the DJs, which was great. Little John was there. Went from Miami to the Bahamas.
And who else was there? It was Chainsmokers.
Chainsmokers.
Yeah. Listed there. $39 million they made last year.
What were they, number nine? Oh,
they were number nine.
Chainsmokers.
Let me go through these. Number one was Martin Garrix. He made $20 million, but he's listed. So it's interesting. They're listing them differently than the money they made.
Right? Why is that?
Not sure.
That's interesting.
This was put together because Forbes puts together the money list, and then the top EDA
Forbes
DJs
list every
based
year.
On pop,
Diddy, Drake, right? They're always on it.
Well, Diddy outperformed Drake this year, but they're up crazy numbers.
Okay.
And then who's this Marshmallow?
Marshmallow's two.
Marshmallow's number three.
Okay. Yeah, he's a newcomer.
Yeah, he's 25. Yeah. He's an American dude named Chris Comstock, so they think, because he always wears a marshmallow on his head.
Yeah.
They're not sure. Then Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike.
Oh, yeah, they're a duo. Like,
yeah, they're called the reigning kings of Tomorrowland.
Okay,
these
right.
Guys, they're number four. Number five's Hardwell.
Yeah, Hardwell.
Robert Vandekorp. He's a Dutch dude.
Yep.
And what do you got? Tiesto.
Of course.
See, he was big. That's what I remember. I started going to, it was called the Music Festival. It was called the Miami Music Festival. Then it changed the name.
To WMC?
WMC, yeah.
Is that, right? Now it's Ultra.
It's Ultra Music Festival
right.
Now. But when I went there, it was like in the 90s. And this guy, he was there. But he was starting to become huge. He's 48 years old. Steve Aoki. It's number seven. He's all over
Steve
the place.
Aoki.
Yeah, that's actually who we're opening for
Sundance.
Salt Lake City.
No shit. Yeah, tell me about that. Yeah, what's going on? That's a good segue.
Well, yeah, so
you're
actually
opening in Sundance for the festival?
Yes, because you know they do 10 days out there?
A week or so.
But you know they have like exclusive parties every night.
Of course.
Yeah. So there's this venue called, Park City Live.
Yes.
Right. We've never been to the venue yet, but
well, I'm excited.
So we're on December 28th. We're going to open for Steve Aoki at that venue,
and then we're doing one on January 18th.
January 18th, right during the Sundance Film Festival week.
Yes,
we're going to be doing another gig out there. So it's going to.
So you're in Park City, Utah, December 28th.
December 28th. Yes.
Park City Live is the name of it. Opening.
Correct.
Yes.
And then in January 18th.
Again.
Same. Park
Park City Live.
Park City Live.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Well, check it out. I wish I were there. Everybody I know that goes.
Wait, also we're doing the group. When is the Groove Cruise? I know we're doing that too.
A Groove Cruise? Is it spring break again?
No, not yet.
It's called the Groove Cruise.
Yeah, they do. They do like, what is it, two a year?
Two a year.
Yeah, they do one out of Long Beach. They do it's called Groove Cruise LA.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do Groove Cruise Miami, which is it's in January. We gotta look at those dates.
Yeah, it's coming up. So yeah.
And they go from Miami to the Bahamas, or is it Turks and Caicos?
I think it's Turks and Caicos.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then this right
because Inception is Miami to Bahamas. I think Groove Cruise does to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
All right. So without. Getting too many words here. What about sex there, Freddie?
Sex?
Yeah, I mean, sex with Debbie. I'm going to ask Freddie this. I mean, I'm sure you get hit
Freddie.
On. Look, I'm sure Rebecca gets hit all the time. But is sex like with DJs that you just, it's like shooting fish in a barrel? It's like you. Well, you're not fucked up enough. I got to wait for you to get wasted.
I always know what's going on. This guy's
was
going to
say, that's what she's always saying. She's like, oh, man, you're too sidetracked by
these
facts.
Hollywood babes or what do you call them? Groupies?
No, I don't call them groupies. I'm not. Yeah, there are, but I don't really look at it like that.
No, you don't look at it. It's
I'm not.
You're not
like
that guy.
I'm not that guy. Right. I'm not trying to.
But you get hit on a lot, I would think.
Oh, this guy?
Like, yeah.
Oh, nonstop.
It's nonstop.
This guy, I always know I'm the best friend, so I always have the better stick of it. Everything.
Yeah, yeah, right. Because
I'm going to be around 10 years from now.
We've been friends for
through everything.
Forever.
You have a little more. Are you a little more prudent than him? Maybe do you the voice of reason? Like, don't do it.
I'm a little bit pickier than him, I think.
Of course. There you go. So
this guy gets hit on constantly.
All the time.
Constantly.
Well, that's what you see in the movies here. I mean, they're getting it right.
I mean, you're all right for Puerto Rico.
You're up. Yeah, right. You're up there. Well, he's a good looking dude.
Oh, thank you guys. He's a great personality.
Come on.
He's actually smart. He actually has a brain.
Forget
thank
about
you.
It.
I'm giving
appreciate
you props.
So, have you never been married?
Me, no.
No.
I've never
no.
been married. That is actually true.
You, Rebecca?
No. A few proposals no. along the way, but no. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anytime soon? No significance? No. Too busy in
well,
the
Well, no, I actually do have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah,
shouldn't say that, though, on the radio. No,
yeah,
keep her out of it. You're more desirable if you don't. Well, actually, no, you're more desirable if you do.
Yeah, I was about to say that. You always say that. You're more desirable
always.
If you do.
It's true.
So we'll give a shout out to her.
People,
yeah, shout
people
out
always
to my
want
girlfriend.
What they can't have, for whatever reason. People always want what they can't have. If
so
all of a sudden,
true.
You know, if you have a girlfriend, oh, you're more appealing.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's the psychology thing. That's
it's
more
mental,
your department.
Yeah.
She's into the psychology.
Of everything.
Of mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah. Psychology.
I analyze a lot.
Yeah.
Oh,
super
well,
analytical.
Speaking of psychology, hey, guys, I want to get this one in here. Usually I do these other segments. One is If I Were President. Not doing that today.
Okay.
We're not doing that. World News. We're not doing that today.
Okay.
Either. Fitness and Tola Yoga. No, just get your shit together and keep working
just
out.
Just do it.
Yeah, right.
Do it.
Like
and,
Nike.
Yeah.
Then I do what's called WTF Rant and Raves, and I give out a Get Your Shit Together Award. And we are going to do this because I want to give a rest in peace. A rest in peace shout out. You know August Ames? You hear about her? 23-year-old porn star here in the Valley.
Oh, the
no.
one who, wait, the one
she
who
just
passed away or
yeah,
killed herself?
Just committed,
for bullying.
Well, for bullying.
Horrible.
It's about cyberbullying. So if anybody out
terrible.
There who's ever been is doing this with an intent to hurt people, got to get your shit together because this is what happened to her. She's this porn star. Started when she was 19 in 2013, 4 years ago. She was working in a bar and a tanning salon. Anyway, she gets started. She was Best New Starlet in 2015, and she was nominated Female Performer of the Year the last 3 years in a row. And she basically put out, she said she does her homework and she doesn't allow things in her body. So she made a statement which was perceived to be, you know, gay. It's like making comments about working with a guy who did gay porn, and she didn't want to work with this guy. She says, uh-huh. You choose who you work with, who you want to work with, and I choose who I have inside my body. From that, she gets this huge backlash, sorts of crazy shit on the internet, cyberbullying, and she ended up, she just about 5 days ago.
Wow.
I heard about it. I didn't get the details, but I did hear about that. It's terrible.
That's horrible.
It's cyberbullying and bullying. There's just so much of it going on. It's horrific.
Yeah.
Horrible. Cyberbullying.org, by the way, is a pretty cool site. Harassment using electronic form of contact. You ever been cyber? You ever like a crazy, one of these crazy girls from the bar?
Well, actually, there's a website. I don't know if you're familiar with it. TheDirty.com.
TheDirty.com.
TheDirty.com. No. Yeah, it is like a gossip slash what is it it's
yeah.
like a hater website.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You should look it up actually. It's called thedirty.com.
Okay. Didn't he change his format though?
Yeah, but he went back to
he
it.
Went back to
yeah
it.
So he's been going on
Nick
since
Ritchie.
2007. His name is Nick Ritchie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the founder of the website, and mm-hmm. the whole website is based on hater. So if you have it's called The Dirt. So if you have dirt on somebody, you put people on blast, and it's just regular people. It's not celebrities. It's like, you know, around the way, like
George,
more like, you know, Instagram.
Got it.
Like socialized.
Social
is that,
celebrities.
Isn't that a negative? That's all negative, though, isn't
it's
it?
It's all negative, right. It is all negative.
It is negative.
And a lot of people get backlash. Like, a lot of people take it so serious, and anything that, like, for instance, I'm on it. I'm a dirty celebrity on it. And
Someone said shit about you?
Oh, yeah. There's stories like, well, now the site isn't
we'll
as popular as it was. I was
going to
say,
yeah.
You got to read about him. But, you know, there's all this dirt, this, that. This one was hooking up with this one, whatever. Is bull. You know, it's all, you know.
People like that stuff. That's
people
unbelievable.
People read it, right. So then, you know, and then so people look at me and think that that's all true.
Well, this is what happens.
You know?
It affects you. They
so
say,
it is a form of cyberbullying.
Totally.
And I actually, when I was on Dr. Phil, I went on as a the panel, and I was actually defended Nick Ritchie, which is the guy I was because there was this girl, she was getting cyber bullied in Seattle and stuff, and then I was trying to, you know, say that, you know, you can't really let words affect you and stuff like that. So we did a whole show on Dr. Phil. It's called the Internet Dirt Lies and the Internet or something
yeah.
like that,
mm-hmm.
and
dirt
it was all about
yeah.
cyberbullying. So I'm familiar.
Well, it's pretty bad, bad stuff. I mean, there's another one called StopBullying.gov. I actually like that site because the adults, but they do studies with middle school kids, high school kids. But you're talking serious stuff. They said it could be more harmful than traditional bullying. There's trolling. There's cyber stalking. There's all sorts of things. People commit suicide because of it. It's really bad.
It's a real thing.
And there's 45 cyber stalking laws on the books, which there's consequences to it, although I don't think a lot of people are prosecuted on a yearly basis. But, hey, guys, if you're out there cyberbullying, you got to get your shit together. I've had a couple people back in the day, you know, say, get a little crazy on Facebook.
Or on Facebook, right.
You know, you got to block. It's, like, ridiculous. But cyberbullying, don't do it. Got to get your shit together. And,
it's not cool.
No, it's totally not cool.
Believe the hate.
Yeah, that's I was going to say that.
Don't believe the hate.
You got to brush that off.
For the people that are suffering, it's wrong.
You can't.
It's totally wrong.
It's hard not to get caught up in
it. You really do. That's where the yoga comes. Send the love.
The good vibrations.
Can't be mean. And people do change. They talk about, but that's bullshit. You can definitely change. You can change.
If you want to.
Yeah. It's hard work. But, hey, guys, we're in the studio here with Rebecca Starr and Freddie Figgs, Freddie Figueroa. We're going to we're gonna wrap this up in like a minute, guys. So,
we're having too much fun.
Yeah, I know. It goes quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, super quick.
Radio is super quick.
We're coming back.
Yeah.
I just invited
myself.
You want us
back. We're back. I told you. No, it's fun stuff.
No, it's fun.
Thanks for having you guys in. You guys can check them out. Now, I know where to find Rebecca. Let's give out your socials.
Rebecca Starr, everything.
Got it.
Rebecca with 2 K's, Starr with 2 R's.
And yes, and mine is Freddie Figgs. And we're at, like, I have Freddie Figgs on Instagram, Twitter. It's FREDDYFIGS.
Correct.
Cool.
Yes.
Look these guys up, and if you want to find out more, you guys always go to my website. You know that.
DM us.
Yeah, DM these guys
if you need a DJ, a couple DJs, Hollywood parties.
We're fun. DM us, Rebecca Starr, Freddie Figgs. We're on Instagram mainly.
Yeah,
that's our main communication. Hit us in the DM.
Well, I'm glad you guys could make it in. I'm so glad to work with you.
Yes,
we met.
Me too.
We killed it on the globe.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
And, you know, get your workout in, everybody. We didn't talk it, but rock it out. We're going to see you next week. And until then, peace.
Love.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.